With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Don and Joni Schaefer, a couple from O'Fallon, Illinois, have organized 10 mission trips to Russia since 2008. They taught English in Siberia as a way to open discussions about the gospel. But when the invasion in Ukraine shut down trips to Russia, the Schaefers looked for other avenues to use their skills. The couple turned their focus west to Ukrainian refugees in Poland. In addition to the mission team's work, Joni credited Send Relief for the life-sustaining work among refugees. She says they have been doing amazing things for refugees making their way into Poland. Three professions of faith resulted as more than 160 New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary students, staff, and faculty went into New Orleans neighborhoods to serve and share the gospel back in September. The seminary teams prayer walked, fed the homeless, cared for nursing home residents, and shared the gospel. At a grocery center next to the seminary, a prayer walking team led one person to faith in Christ and prayed with others who shared prayer needs. Two came to faith as a result of door-to-door evangelism. In the chapel that morning, President Jamie Dew reminded students of the importance of living out their faith through service to others. Dew said, "We have an opportunity today to put our money where our mouth is."
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a Bible study from Lifeway, the author takes a deep dive into Romans 12. Beginning in verse 9, it might sound like Paul was giving us a random list of commands, but each one tells us how to love our neighbors as ourselves. Each one is important. Paul says, "Let love be without hypocrisy." He's calling for us to have pure hearts. We're not to do what seems loving for the sake of appearances or with an ulterior motive, like gaining something advantageous or avoiding something unpleasant. Loving one another requires us to show honor by giving of ourselves, even at personal cost. We may not have a name as well known as Paul the Apostle, but we can all know and display the joy of loving and honoring others. The study says, let's grow in the skill of loving others well by giving them honor. You can read the full piece and sign up for our daily afternoon and morning emails at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.